From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Three staff at an Indian hospital have been suspended after a deadly blaze in the intensive care unit, according to authorities Tuesday, as the toll from the disaster rose to 20. Akhila Bihari Ota is a local official.
Right now, there are 100-odd people who are getting treated at various hospitals. We are trying to see that, you know, the best of treatment is provided to the people who have been admitted, and we hope nothing wrong further happens.
Fire broke out Monday night in the dialysis ward of the hospital in Odisha State before quickly spreading to other floors. The fire may have been started by a short circuit. However, there's been no official confirmation. Some 30,000 Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga and Sunni tribal fighters paused Tuesday on the second day of an assault to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. The air and ground assault was launched early Monday from multiple directions. The UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grand, expressed alarm over the fate of the civilian population there.
We would expect that up to 1 million civilians would try and leave the city. Of the million, upwards of 700,000 people would need some kind of shelter. They would be unable to reach villages, or they wouldn't be sponsored. They would depend upon us to be in a camp or to be in a tent or to receive some kind of direct assistance.
France is to host an international meeting on the political future of Mosul on Thursday. Meanwhile, Turkish Airlines has suspended temporarily flights to three major cities in Iraq, including Najaf and Basra. This is VOA News. World stocks forged higher Tuesday on uncertainty over the future path of U.S. interest rate hikes. London shrugged off news of surging inflation. Asian indices advanced as investors weighed the prospect of a U.S. rate increase on the eve of key economic growth data in China. In Europe, Frankfurt, London, and Paris equities also pushed higher. Germany, France, and Russia, as well as Ukraine, will hold a summit in Berlin on Wednesday. They are to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk peace accords for Ukraine, according to the French presidency. The summit will also discuss the next steps in the process towards ending the crisis in eastern Ukraine, according to that statement Tuesday. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Tuesday that Russian and Syrian warplanes are halting bombing attacks in Aleppo ahead of Thursday's 8-hour humanitarian pause. That's Lieutenant General Sergei Rudovsky. He said the October 20th pause would last from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time. It would allow for the free passage of civilians, evacuation of the sick and wounded, as well as the withdrawal of fighters. However, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called it too little, too late.
I guess we'll see. You know, if there is actually an 8-hour pause and the unremitting suffering of the people of Aleppo, that would be a good thing. But frankly, it's a bit too little, too late.
New air attacks Monday in and around Aleppo killed dozens of civilians. The United Nations, meanwhile, announced a new ceasefire in Yemen. It begins on Thursday. It comes a week after escalated fighting sparked new international calls to end the conflict. More than 350,000 Afghan refugees have returned to their homeland from Pakistan this year, according to UN data. Earlier in October, the UN refugee agency, UNHCR, said the number of documented Afghan refugees returning from Pakistan had soared past 200,000. Honda said Tuesday it will build a new factory in China. It comes as a Japanese automaker expands its reach into the world's biggest vehicle market. The firm would build its plant in the city of Wuhan, and it will start operating in 2019. The International Olympic Committee chief and Tokyo's governor Tuesday agreed to work together on cutting skyrocketing costs for the 2020 Games. And as reports said, the IOC would consider moving some of those venues to South Korea. Thomas Bach and Yuriko Koike met for the first time since Tokyo's top official warned recently that Japan's capital could be forced to downsize or relocate three venues. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.